Attention. Attention. Attention.
Well, yeah. Howdy, partner. Well, sir, yeah. Yeah.
Greetings, hopefully someone! Weirdo shut-in Jess Perry here with another reasonably interesting installment of Jesse is Terrific. That opening track was sent to us by the great actor and spokesman Sam Elliott, who started doing some house DJ work on the side over on the East Coast, and we're pretty happy for him, and we hope to bring you more Techno Sam as the show goes on. Just want to remind you, Jesse is Terrific is now located at comedypodcast.com.
Amazing.
So subscribe today, or visit my site, jesseperry.com, and be sure to add me on Twitter at, of course, Jesse is Terrific. Now here's the thing. This is the city. I'm just a small-time private dick that knows all the gobbling angle. My name's Chip Feingold, and I'm a turkey. I used to be the most successful turkey sports broadcaster of all time, until that fateful Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, when I showed up drunk.
Lane passes to LeBron, and shoots and scores! Another great play by LeBron. But let me tell you something. This mother gobbler can make all the great plays you want, so never compare to Jordan. I know if people at home know it, and the guys on the ABC truck know it. Also, Bob Costas is gay.
A lot of people ask me if I drank wild turkey that night. I hate that damn joke. But yes, I drank half a gallon of the stuff. It was surely after I delivered that backstory when she walked in the room. Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Susan Manvoice. I am in need of some detective work, and Doc Rivers told me you were the best.
Ah, good old Doc. I helped him kill that hooker that tried to blackmail him. How can I help you, Miss Manvoice?
Oh, please call me Susan.
Ha! Sure thing, Susan. Shall we talk about this over dinner? As we made our way down the road, I couldn't help but be repelled by her voice, but turned on by her long gams and her big yams. Yep, this case promised to be interesting. Or hopefully I'd get some.
Oh, what is this place? It's so fancy.
It's called Arby's, Miss Manvoice.
Oh my. Are those cakes made out of potatoes?
Yes, Miss Manvoice. Look, I need to ask you just a few questions. Now, like we said in the car, are you telling me that you think your husband is cheating on you?
Well, I don't want to cast a bunch of aspersions, but he is fucking the maid.
Aha! That could be the break that this case needs. You give me $5,000 and go get some proof, and I'll repeat that proof back to you.
Ooh, that sounds perfect, Mr. Feingold. But I don't know if I have that kind of money.
Well, maybe we can work something out in trade. Let me ask you, Susan. Have you ever banged a turkey?
Well, no. But I've never been to Arby's either, so... Let's just make it a day of firsts.
Hours later, in Farmer Brown's turkey pen.
Oh, gobble.
Gobble. Oh, God.
Not yet. Not yet.
Gobble. Wow, baby. You are one hot gobbler.
You're not so bad yourself, Detective Feingold. I didn't even know turkeys had penises.
Ha! Well, technically we don't. It's a whole thing. What the gobble?
Oh, no. Detective Feingold, I've been here.
Oh my god. Please, speak to me. Susan, for the love of Gobble.
I can't believe I had sex with a turkey.
So where to go from here? I got a dead dame in my turkey pen. Apparently she's been murdered, and I don't have my money. Whoever it is, they just messed with the wrong turkey detective.
Stay tuned for part two of Chet Feingold, Turkey Detective.
Hey there, partner. Well, sir, you're my kind of dude.
Yep.
Well, sir. Yep. Howdy, partner. Yep.
Terry! The alcoholic robot! Terry the alcoholic robot! Yeah!
All right, here we go, sir. Dirty martini for you and a Manhattan for the lady, all right? Thanks so much. Have a great night. All right. Here we go.
Hey there, Frank. How have you been?
No. Forget it, Terry. I can't get you a drink tonight.
What? Come on, Frank. You're killing me. I thought that we were bros.
No way. You've walked out on too many tabs, Terry. I can't allow you to do this. You're killing me.
Oh, I get it. This is about last time. You don't understand. I've cleaned up. All I need is one gin and tonic to take the edge off.
Yeah, right. Look, you skipped on what is it now? $150 worth of bar tabs? It's ridiculous. Look, it's not happening, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I get it. You just want to bring up the past. Not cool, Broseph. Not cool.
Look, Terry, unless you have some money to give me, I can't get you drinks anymore. Okay? You understand? I'm sorry, I'm tapped out. Please, now just get out of here.
Please, buddy, just give me a break. I am good for the money, I promise it. My band has a great gig coming up very soon. It will make sweet cash, and I will give all of it to you.
No. Let me speak. Come on, let me speak. Terry! Look, I appreciate that your band is doing things, but nobody gives a shit about rockabilly anymore. Don't you see that?
That means it is due for a comeback.
Look, I said no, Terry, okay? And that's final. Now get out of here before I call security.
Hey, man, sure, it's your place. I don't want to cause any trouble. I'll just be leaving. Oh, Frank, before I go, there's one more thing I want to say.
Okay, Terry, what would you like to say?
All I want to say is, set phasers to destroy.
Whoa, hey, Terry, calm down. Whoa!
Behold, puny earth creatures, for I am Terry, the alcoholic robot. You some bitches ain't no better than me. I will teach you all a valuable lesson. I just want to have a good time. Behold!
That's it. See you later.
Dodge Ram. Dodge Ram.
is.